We're going to go right direct to Kelly Sayre. Kelly is the warning coordination meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Aberdeen. Kelly, thanks for taking time and coming on the program today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So let's start and talk a little bit about what you're doing to help forecast Hurricane Irma.
Yeah, so our office, as well as several others across the United States, are launching extra weather balloons every day in support of the forecasts that are helping to track Hurricane Irma as it unfortunately continues to head toward the Florida coast.
And this is something that National Weather Service areas are doing across the country, right? Sending up extra weather balloons. You're not the only one.
Nope, we're not the only one. Not every single Weather Service office across the country actually launches the weather balloons, but most that do in the central United States and eastern United States are launching these extra balloons.
And what kind of data do you get from weather balloons?
Yeah, so the balloon itself is quite large, and we attach a parachute and a string, and then we attach an instrument to the balloon, which is called a radio sonde. And that instrument will measure temperature, relative humidity, pressure, wind speed, and wind direction. And it takes these measurements all the way from the surface up to roughly 17 miles in the vertical through the atmosphere. And this data is very important because it eventually gets pushed into our weather models, which of course is how we create these forecasts for tracks and timings of very large weather systems.
Well, now South Dakota is quite a long distance, though, from the hurricane.
Yes, South Dakota is thousands of miles away from the hurricane right now. But what they want to get a really good grasp on is the entire large-scale weather pattern. Because if you think about the weather pattern, it's fluid. It's almost like a river where you've got different fluid motions moving and bumping into each other, and all these different patterns can have an impact on the track of this particular hurricane. And so what the extra data does as we feed it into these weather models is it can refine that weather model. It can hopefully give us just a little bit of a leg up on the exact track that the storm is going to take.
And when you say extra, it's because you don't get enough of the data by just launching one. You got to launch more than one.
Right. We normally launch two weather balloons a day, once in the morning and once in the evening. Right now it's at 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. And all balloons across the United States and across the world actually get launched at the exact same time or within a time window. Now we are doing them four times a day. And so the weather models we have typically run on those four hours of the day. And so now instead of just getting the weather balloons in twice, we're going to get them in there four times.
Four times. Oh, so it's going to be up to date. So talk a little bit. I would think with, modern technology and satellites and everything, still a weather balloon is the most accurate way?
Well, it takes a whole host of different types of observations. When we talk about a computer model, lots of information goes into it. We have human observers on the ground who are taking daily observations. We also have automated observations, usually co-located with airports. So that data comes into our office. We have radar data, of course, which is a remote sensing tool that we typically use for issuing watches and warnings, but that also gets ingested into the weather models. We have satellite data, really, really great tool. We've got a brand new satellite that was launched in November, and that's getting pushed into these weather models. So all this information, everything that we know, that we absolutely know, and the weather balloons as well, I should add, all that information that we know gets pushed into these huge supercomputers. They crunch them through all these math and physics equations with what we know about the atmosphere. And then they spit out what we call that weather model. And that's how we make a forecast. Unfortunately, we don't know everything there is to know about the atmosphere. So we do have to make these teeny tiny little assumptions through those math and physics equations. And that's why we literally have hundreds of different models that give us hundreds of different solutions as to what could possibly happen. So that's kind of the role that all these observations play, and that's how we get a forecast eventually from all the data we know.
So as you're watching this, I mean, how is this for you as a meteorologist watching this hurricane develop and all of that data come in?
Well, it's amazing. You know, we can see it here in our computer systems locally, the satellite data that we're getting. I mentioned we have a brand new satellite, which was launched in November. And when we previously could get 15 minutes worth of satellite data, now we're getting at least 5 minutes. And in the particular case of the hurricane, they have it centered so that they're getting 1 minute or even 30-second data. So we're seeing it really as it's developing. It's amazing. It's an awesome, powerful storm. Unfortunately, you know, we all know that as this amazing weather system is tracking through the Caribbean and eventually up into Florida, it's going to do a lot of damage as well. So that part of it, you know, is not the greatest feeling, but it's just a really amazing storm.
And what do we... from launching extra balloons, do you garner any information for your local forecast here as well?
Yeah, absolutely. All that data, we're seeing it in real time. When we launch a balloon, as it goes up through the atmosphere, we're actually getting the data in real time. So it's coming right into our computer system. So we're gaining knowledge, too, of exactly what it looks like through the atmosphere, because winds aloft up in the jet stream level are very important to us, just like winds at the surface are when it comes to forecasting weather systems. Now, for us, there's not a whole lot going on in South Dakota, which is okay. We're kind of lucky. There's, unfortunately, fires going on out west and hurricanes heading toward the east coast. But it does give us information. And if we were in a situation where we're forecasting a severe weather day, we're expecting possibly tornadoes, we would actually launch extra balloons from our office at that time as well. This is just kind of on a bigger scale, a larger scale, where most of our offices are putting in extra effort to kind of just make sure we're getting all the information possible into the computer model so we can track the storm as accurately as possible.
And do you get these boxes back that go up, or are they disposable and they just land somewhere and crash?
It would not be feasible for us to actually go out and retrieve them, depending mm-hmm. on how strong the winds are aloft. You know, sometimes they go up from our office and they just land a couple miles away, but a lot of times if they get up in a jet stream and it's moving at, you know, 50, 60, 80, 90 miles per hour, whatever it is, they can go a long distance. So once the balloon bursts, our computers stop tracking it. If anybody ever does find the instrument, though, there is instructions right on it, and actually an envelope will be attached. It's a plastic envelope. You can unroll it, put the instrument in the envelope, pop it in the mail, and then it gets sent back to our facility where it can be reused and refurbished if possible.
Do you get a lot back?
I don't know the exact numbers. People can bring them to our office, too. If they get sent through the mail, we don't see them. I believe I've been told about 20% get returned. And some of them we just can't use. I mean, I've seen some. We had one come in our office where an entire corner of the instrument was gnawed off because somebody's dog found it before they found it. So it used it as a chew toy for a while. And then, of course, we can't reuse much of that instrument, but... And people could potentially, you know, just toss them before they ever get to us as well.
All right. Kelly, I want to thank you for taking time and coming on the program today. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.